Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
84 cloudy degrees in the capital city right now. We're expecting some rain a little bit later on, and, you know, it kind of rained on our parade. We had thought Michael Leo was going to be with us in this particular segment, but not yet. So we ended up punting and bringing second guest first. Why not? Carol Bodensteiner is with us. She is the board president of the Oak Ridge neighborhood. She was born on a farm in Maquoketa, Iowa. And it was a dairy farm, as a matter of fact. So she understands this whole idea of hard work and effort, because dairy farmers never get a day off. Welcome to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, our good friend Brooke Benscooter said that she's surprised we've never met.
It is surprising.
Yeah,
it is surprising.
Know, I don't know everybody just yet. I don't know everybody, but we're working on it.
And I'm glad to have an opportunity to get to meet you today.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. So we're going to be talking about neighborhoods, and we're going to talk about, you've got a special event coming up, and then we're going to talk about that as well. But I'm really interested in this whole neighborhood concept. Some neighborhoods here in the Des Moines metro are very well defined and very well known. You know, sometimes we think about Beaverdale. It's really Des Moines, but people think of that as a separate community. The River Bend neighborhood is another one, as is the Oak Ridge neighborhood. What is it that is the glue that pulls these neighborhoods together?
Well, I think people want to have a community that they're part of. I think it's really important that people feel at home, safe, secure in the neighborhood that they're in, and that they feel that people will know them and support them in that neighborhood. And that is very much what Oak Ridge neighborhood is about.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, we have more than 1,000 people who live in Oak Ridge neighborhood, and it's a large community just now, in that one neighborhood.
For folks that may be listening from Creston right now, can you give us whereabouts in the Des Moines metro is the Oak Ridge neighborhood?
Okay, Oak Ridge neighborhood is it's just south of 235, mm-hmm. I-235, and just north of Unity Point Methodist Hospital.
Okay, sure.
So it's, and it's bordered also by Sherman Hill.
I was going to say, it's near the Sherman Hills area.
Yes, and we are very much active in working with our Sherman Hill neighbors to kind of broaden that neighborhood and get everyone to be thinking about this as a full neighborhood.
Sure. You know, there's that many people there.
There are.
Wow.
There are. And Oak Ridge neighborhood has been around for 45 years, and that's one of the things that we're celebrating this year is 45 years of helping marginalized families, people who are disadvantaged, to have an opportunity to succeed.
That neighborhood that we're talking about has seen some transition over the years.
It has.
Is that accurate to say?
I think that's fair to say. I think when people think of Oak Ridge neighborhood, sometimes they may have an old impression of Oak Ridge neighborhood, but it has changed a lot in the last few years. One of the things that many people don't know is that Oak Ridge has, of these 1,000 people who live there, more than half of them are refugees. People don't know that. From Somalia, Sudan, Vietnam. They come from all over, and we are really helping our residents develop the skills that they need to succeed in this society. So the services that we provide range from preschool and after-school programs, summer programs to help the kids, but also for adults, which is very important, that they have English language skills, that they learn financial literacy, that we help them with their resumes and finding jobs. So our goal, our mission at Oak Ridge, is to help people succeed. Individuals, families, children, we want them to succeed.
Well, this is far more, it sounds, than a neighborhood. I mean, this is a social service agency on wheels, so to speak.
It is. You know, people think, I think that's one of the perceptions of Oak Ridge, that it's just housing. But it is so much more than that. Certainly, we provide housing, and that's very important, that people have nice homes that they can feel safe and secure in that neighborhood. But beyond that is the services, and that's really the event event that we're going to talk about here in a little bit is designed to help support that financially. And our services really start with education. We're surrounding those families, those children, and helping them succeed in school. So we work hand in hand with the staff at Edmonds Elementary, which is
right next door
to Oak Ridge, and with Callanan, which is where many of our students go, to make sure that they are not only in school, but then our after-school programs support what the kids are learning in school.
This is really astounding. Carol Bodensteiner, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking about the Oak Ridge neighborhood that really is now suddenly, to my mind's eye, is much more than just a geographical location. This is a place where people come to learn and grow and be assimilated into the general culture. When you talk about all of these various groups that are there, mm-hmm. I would imagine oftentimes English is a second language?
Very much. We have many people on our staff who are multilingual, and we involve the families that are coming in. So in the preschool, it's a nationally accredited preschool program, Oak Academy, and many of the people who work there are family members,
sure.
You know, so that we've got those language skills and that we're supporting them. But yeah, we have caseworkers who are multilingual to work with our families, and we really are working to make them economically self-sufficient. That's our goal.
And this has been a long time in process, and I understand that. Can you take a look and just step back just a little bit and say, you know, we've had some real success stories based on the work that we've been doing here in the Oak Ridge neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I look at, let me just start with education, because that is so important to everything that we do. There would have been a time when people would not necessarily have expected those kids to do more than to finish grade school, maybe.
Hmm.
Certainly not to succeed in high school. But this last year, every student who is at Oak Ridge who was eligible to graduate from high school did. And also
that's huge.
It's huge. It is huge. And many of those kids are going on to college. And here's one of the ways that we're making that happen. Bankers Trust. We have many business partners in the community, mm-hmm. and Bankers Trust is one of them. They stepped up 20 years ago to help put the money into a summer youth employment program. So every summer, we're looking for high school kids that might be interested in college, and helping them get into internships in businesses around the entire city so that they can learn about what are the career opportunities,
right.
Have those opportunities to be in touch with business leaders and be encouraged to go forward. So now kids, the expectation is there. That they will go to school. The expectation is there that they will graduate. The expectation is that they will go on to a career.
And because of all that, because of the education component, they do.
They do.
That is exactly it. We don't do politics on the NewsHour. We leave that to the toxic talk radio stations that are out there. We like to focus on the good stuff about business and community and all the cool things that are going on here in the Des Moines Metro and beyond. But I have to ask you this question. Obviously, you know, when there are cuts and cuts and cuts being done in the educational system, and we see Iowa falling further and further behind in its testing scores, and students have untold amount of debt when they go on to colleges, what is the magic sauce that you guys have been able to do in Oak Ridge that maybe belies a lot of that?
Well, we have...
Is it the involvement of all these people?
It's the involvement of so many people. Oak Ridge is the United Way organization, and we have the benefit of so many people who are funding United Way and providing us the financial support. We also have tremendous staff who are forward-thinking and really looking for new programs. We have the metrics. We have the numbers behind our organization.
You can say, hey, look, this is what's going on. This is success.
This is what's going on, and this is success. Now, Oak Ridge was the recipient of a 21st century education grant. And we're the first organization outside of a school to get one of these grants. And we are working, again, with Edmonds Elementary. So we have kids in special classrooms, more classrooms, where we are really surrounding the kids and helping them be successful. Kids don't get it through osmosis. There have to be people who are paying attention,
right?
And are really working with them. And if they're starting to have trouble, we're helping them.
Hmm.
You know, we're not going to let them slip through the cracks. And so our Oak Ridge staff is talking on a day-to-day basis with the staff at Edmonds and the staff at Callanan to surround our kids.
Now, with the success that you've had with Oak Ridge, is this something that could be replicated in other parts of the city?
We would like to think that would be possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're doing the best that we can, you know, and I think United Way, to their credit, looks at what we're doing and looks for ways to work in other communities to help that happen.
Nothing breeds success like success.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. All right. So you've got an event coming up, and this is part and parcel of why you're here. But I think the history of what the Oak Ridge neighborhood is able to do and to accomplish, especially in the area of education and the business opportunities that have been opened up to some of these young people to learn, get their feet on the ground and figure out what's going on in the real world. It's valuable information for people to know. But let's turn the crank a little bit and talk to us a little bit about this special event that you have going on.
Okay. The event that we have upcoming is called Jazz, Jewels, and Jeans.
I like it.
It's a great opportunity to listen to great jazz, to have good food, to freshen up your jewelry, because our live and silent auction has a lot of bling in it.
Of course.
And to learn more about Oak Ridge Neighborhood. And that is, this event is on October 2nd, Friday, October 2nd. It'll be held at Scottish Rite, and people can get tickets by going online at oakridgeneighborhood.org. But this is one event that celebrates our 45th anniversary. And so we're really looking at the opportunity to spread the word about Oak Ridge. And we have many, many business supporters. So Bankers Trust, Accordia Life, Come and Go, nationwide. You know, people have stepped up, businesses have stepped up to
but
help us be successful.
It's not always been that way, has it?
It has not. It has not.
No.
And but over time, I think when the story is told convincingly, when people come and see.
Well, you have passion about it.
Yes. And it's for me, I've been involved with Oak Ridge now for 5 years. And it's easy for me to be passionate about Oak Ridge because it is an organization that is really making a difference.
Carol Bodensteiner, ladies and gentlemen, in talking about the Oak Ridge neighborhood and the special event that's coming up on October 2nd. That's a Friday. And we will have links to all of these things where you can buy tickets and all of that on the podcast when we make that available. Thank you so very much for coming in and talking to us about it. Fascinating stuff. It really is.
Michael, it's a pleasure, and thank you for letting me talk about Oak Ridge Neighborhood.
Yeah, you are welcome at any time. You know, Brooke Benscooter just brings the finest people to this studio.
I love her.
So do we. You know? And so it's a pleasure to have that opportunity to visit with you about the Oak Ridge Neighborhood and your special event that's going on October 2.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to scoot aside because we've got stuff to do. We don't just hang around just for the fun of it. We got to keep on keeping on. All right. We will be back in just a few. Hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
The cat that you call justified, but I'll take the truth most any day. You say there's nothing wrong, that's why I wrote this little song to help me sing the words I've